Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have a beautiful our day. The whole heavens is rejoicing because today is the birth of the Mother of God, of the Theotokos. She is born today from a couple of Joachim and Anna. Now, Joachim and Anna were already very old, and there was no way that Anna could have had any babies already because of her age. And yet, she was revealed and told by the archangel that she is going to give a birth to a little girl, and the girl has been called Maria, and she is going to be actually the vessel through which the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be born to save the people. My beloved, great rejoicing is in the heavens and here every place on earth. My beloved, we have heard in the services yesterday and of course about how the rejoicing was done by Joachim and Anna, and how it was a great, great joy for them. And you know that once she was born, she was taken, 3 years old, she was taken to Jerusalem, and she went up herself right into the Holy of Holies, and Archangel Gabriel was feeding her and was teaching her and spending time with her in the Holy of Holies, my beloved. And she is our mother too, because we are receiving Holy Communion from, we received the body and blood of our Lord, so we, as in a sense, we came out of her womb also, and she accepts that, and she prays for us, she loves us, and she prays for us and protects us from the evil spirits. The evil spirits always want to take us away from the Lord, and the Mother of God is protecting us. All we have to do is cry out to her, and even when we don't cry out to her, she watches over us and she chases away the evil spirits. Of course, we have a guardian angel that always does that too, and he's helping us. But we should not be forgetting them. We should remember them, and we should thank them for what they are doing to us. The Mother of God, and our mother, and she has so much love that no love of mothers here on earth can ever compare that. I think that if you take all the mothers' love together from all the earth, you still will not match the love that the Mother of God has for her Son, Jesus Christ, the God Almighty, the Creator of all the universe, and for us. For us, her little children, when we are in trouble, she is always praying for us and asking the Lord to forgive us. And she wants our salvation. She wants our salvation more than even our natural mothers here on earth want, because she knows the kingdom of heaven, and she knows how the enemy, well, the Lord is calling us to come and follow him, to go to the kingdom of heaven. The enemy is always trying to take us away from even thinking about the kingdom of heaven. He wants us to think, oh, nothing about the earth things and the temporary things, and not about our soul, but about our body, and to try to get as much comfort and as much as good feelings in our body, and not to worry about the soul and to protect the soul from sins, because he knows, well, we are working on trying to please our body, we can commit many, many sins for just to try to please our body, because he tricks us as he tricked Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. He does the same thing now with us. He tries to get us to, again, I'm going to repeat myself, he's trying to get us away from the Lord, because he hates the Lord, and he doesn't want us to go to heaven to take his place, because he knows he's not going to go there. And he wants us to be together with him in the burning fire and being in misery, you know, for the rest of our life, like him. Well, my beloved Mother of God is the highest of all angels now. They all love her and respect her, because she has become the vessel through which the Lord has came. And when he came, he didn't come as a regular person gets born. He had no seed in her. The Holy Spirit came down upon her, and she gave birth. And she didn't have any travail, any terrible pains when he came out. He came out just like he did come in to the apostles through the closed door, and just like he did come out of his tomb without opening the stone, my beloved. And he miraculously came out of her womb, and without ever touching her and causing her to lose her virginity. And she was truly a virgin that created the little baby that came into her womb through the Holy Spirit, and was grown in her womb to become a regular man, so that he would be able to live as a man and show us example how to live, and so that he would take upon himself all of our sins and finally crucify himself on the cross and put all our sins on there. He wants our salvation. His Father loves us so much, he calls us his brothers, and he tells us to call his Father, the Father in heaven, that as our Father. He said that. He said that, giving, as you know, a prayer. And he said to the disciples to call our Father who art in heaven. And we all have to truly believe that. And he's got so much love for us that he wants our salvation. And the Father, and he sent his only begotten Son to die for us, to take the punishment for our sins. And the Son agreed to do that because he has that love for us, because he wants our salvation. So you and me have to recognize that, and we have to love the Lord with all our mind and heart and soul. And to prove that we love the Lord, we have to learn to love each other, and we should never judge each other. And if we see our neighbor falling into some kind of sin, we have to pray hard for him and her, and as if it was we that committed the sin, and ask God to please forgive them. They do not know what they do, just what the Lord said on the cross, and just like Saint Stephen when he was stoned to death, how he begged that the Lord will forgive them, for they do not know what they do. May God bless us all, and let us cling with our hearts to the Lord and to our Father who is in heaven, and to our Mother, to Theotokos, and cling to her and be under her protection, and start to think about living in such a way as to protect our soul from all kinds of sins, so that the enemy is not going to take us away from the Lord. Amen. God bless you.